Pero, ¿ah?
Todo lo que te hablamos sale.
Oh, vengan entonces, vengan, todavía pueden llegar.
Todavía pueden llegar a ver esta película. Debe estar. Facebook, pero no me aparece. No me aparece. Qué raro. Ah, espérate, en Facebook está entrando, ¿no?
Sí, todavía no salimos de Facebook.
Ah, ya, por razón. Ya, entonces no, todavía no se escucha. Sí. Ya va a salir el link.
¡Oh!
¿Qué
hay ahí?
Buenas noches a todas y todos que sintonizan este programa de terror llamado, valga redundancia, Terror en las Calderas. ¿Cómo está ahí, Ale, la inmoral?
Wow. Oye, estamos como más morenitos, mira.
Sí, estamos como naranja. Estilo Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. El pelo amarillo acá, el popón.
Sí, la cabeza pichí. Eso nos falta el día de hoy.
Sí, hay que tener cuidado porque se nos están muriendo los presidentes últimamente.
¿Cómo se moriría cabeza pichí?
En un jet.
En un jet, sí. En la casa de mi pobre angelito.
Sí. Una sobredosis también es muy probable.
Es muy probable. A menos que haga cana.
No.
Sí, eso sería terrorífico. Como la película que vamos a ver el día de hoy.
Sí. Y bueno, ¿qué película vamos a ver?
Hoy, sí. Bueno, primero antes de presentar la película, comentarle que estamos Como es en verano, el habitué de verano, estamos transmitiendo directo desde Patio Estación en una proyección en
pantallas flable screen.
Aquí estamos pegándonos el show, está bien agradable la tardecita.
Sí, está.
Hay algunas personas se están empezando a acercar.
Sí, de a poquito se están acercando, así que apúrense porque estamos a punto de iniciar la proyección de una película del año 1959.
1959.
Sí.
Es nueva.
Es nuevita, súper reciente, y le lleva a uno de los íconos del terror, llamado Vincent Price.
Vincent Price.
Vincent Price, si usted ve Los Simpsons, hay varios capítulos que aparece Don Vincent Price por ahí. Y mucho del terror, del estilo Vincent Price, se ha utilizado en montonera de cosas.
¿Qué otras películas tiene, aparte de esta?
No me acuerdo.
Mala pregunta.
No, pero íbamos ahí contando. Él se reconocía mucho como un narrador. Entonces tenía esta frase de Children of the Night.
¿Ya?
Sale referenciado, bueno, en Los Simpsons ya dijimos, Michael Jackson también lo referencia harto en Thriller.
¿En Thriller?
En Thriller.
¿Ya?
Sí. Así que, bueno, sin más dilación, vamos con...
Malo. Para los que tengan duda, busquen ahí en Nitan Spoiler el capítulo anterior y vean la tremenda película que se perdieron. Si es que
a medianoche devoraré tu alma.
¡Wow! Era malo.
Bueno, el personaje de hoy también es malo.
Oh.
También es malo. No sé si tan malo como el caballero del ataúd. Pero malo a fin y al cabo.
Malo.
De hecho, esta es como una película fundacional del género de las casas de terror.
The ghosts are moving tonight, restless, hungry.
May I introduce myself? I'm Watson Pritchard. In just a minute, I'll show you the only really haunted house in the world. Since it was built a century ago, 7 people, including my brother, have been murdered in it. Since then, I've owned the house. I've only spent one night there, and when they found me in the morning, I was almost dead.
Wow.
Ahí está Don Vincent Price.
¿Él?
Él es Vincent Price.
Lauren. And I've rented the house on Haunted Hill tonight so that my wife can give a party. A haunted house party. She's so amusing. There'll be food and drink and ghosts. And perhaps even a few murders.
Esa frase típica del cine de Price.
If any of you will spend the next 12 hours in this house, I'll give you each $10,000. Or your next of kin in case you don't survive. Ah, but here come our other guests. It was my wife's idea to have our guests come in funeral cars. She's so amusing. Her sense of humor is, shall we say, original. I dreamed of the hearse. It's empty now, but after a night in the house on Haunted Hill, who knows? This is Lance Schroeder, a test pilot. So no doubt a brave man. But don't you think you can be much braver if you're paid for it? And I happen to know that Lance needs the $10,000 I'll give him, if he's brave enough to stay all night. This is Ruth Bridges. You've no doubt read her column in the newspapers. She says her reason for coming to the party is to write a feature article on ghosts.
She's also desperate for money.
Claro.
A man living in mortal fear of a house, and yet he is risking his life to spend another night here. I wonder why.
Porque igual, claro, todos estos personajes ganan del escepticismo.
This is Dr. David Trent, a psychiatrist.
Se piensa siempre que es algo fácil.
He claims
que
that
nunca
my
lo
ghost
es.
Will help his work on hysteria. But don't you see a little touch of greed there? Around the mouth and eyes. This is Nora Manning. I picked her from the thousands of people who work for me because she needed the 10,000 more than most. Supports her whole family. Isn't she pretty? The party's starting now, and you have until midnight to find the house on Haunted Hill.
¿Qué te daría miedo si tú eres en una casa embrujada?
Que apareciera una persona.
¿Una persona conocida o cualquier?
Cualquier persona.
No, sí.
De los conocidos podrían, algunos me darían miedo. Pero no, una persona como con cara así de psicótico, no sé.
La vieja Lucía, por ejemplo.
Claro, imagínate, aparece ella o Pinochet.
Los personajes son tétricos.
Sí. Acá en Caldera, ¿qué casa podría ser tan tenebrosa? Por ejemplo, la casa Tornini se generan ahí algunas historias de terror. O sea, no de terror, sino cosas paranormales. En la UDA también, cementerio. Estuvimos en el cementerio y pasaron cosas raras.
Sí. Por si no lo has visto, tenemos un capítulo en el cementerio. Sí. Vimos Nosferatu. Así que para que aproveches de
búsquela ahí y dése cuenta de todos los problemas que tuvimos. No querían que hiciéramos
no.
La película.
Y le llevó narración de eso. Y aprovechamos a mandar un saludo a la Marta que nos mostró la tumba del vampiro.
Claro. Todo bueno. Si le gusta esta película, mire las otras que están ahí en el historial de Ni Tan Spoiler.
Sí. Llevamos más de un año haciendo este chiste.
Well, where is everybody?
It isn't a very warm welcome, is it?
Only the ghosts in this house are glad we're here.
Igual como la gente que está acá en vivo, como estamos transmitiendo en pantalla inflable y está como ventoso, se mueve como que oscila, entonces le da todo su toque.
It's Frederick Lauren, a friend of yours.
I've heard of him, but I've never met him.
I work for one of his companies, but I've never seen him.
I've never met the man either. Just a phone call. Do you know him?
No.
Well, then you're the only one of us who does.
I don't know him. All the details about renting the house were done by mail.
He's quite wealthy, isn't he?
Millions.
And five wives, I believe.
Four, I think, so far.
A $50,000 party for only five people is a little steep, even for a millionaire. Well? If I'm gonna haunt anybody, this would certainly be the house I'd do it in.
Who closed the door?
Oh, mi casa con el viento pasa eso siempre.
Ahí bueno, nuestros auditores van a empezar a ver los clichés. Que los clichés nacen en estas películas.
En estas películas.
De estos años.
Cliché, claro. Es igual, súper cliché.
Sí.
Que no se le ha estado a punto de caer un candelabro.
Un candelabro así de como 2 millones de dólares.
Claro.
¿A quién no?
¿A quién no? D- de que se te cierre la puerta, se oscile con el viento.
Sí.
Morir en un helicóptero, son cosas súper cotidianas.
Que nadie le...
¿Qué es eso?
¿Ah?
¿Qué es eso?
¿Qué es eso? No sé qué es eso.
Los vecinos no quieren muy copiar, son picados.
A ver, pensé que era la película.
Spend the night ghost party was your idea, remember? Since it's going to cost me $50,000, I want you to have fun.
The party was my idea until you invited all the guests. Why all these strangers? Why none of our friends?
Friends? Do we have any friends?
No, your jealousy took care of that.
I had a reason for inviting each guest. I wanted kind of a cross-section. From psychiatrist to typist, and from drunk to jet pilot. They share one thing, they all need money. Now let's see if they're brave enough to earn it.
And you call this a party?
Ah, siniestro el juego.
Could be.
Es malo.
Why do you always do that? It spoils the champagne.
Pero hay una comedia que se llama Dinner for Schmucks.
Ya.
Mucho más. Bueno, parte como una obra de teatro. Y pero tiene harto de tiene harto de la fiesta para que genere como la diversión para el anfitrión.
Will you join me?
No, thank you.
Mr. Burns.
Así es. My humor is
fine there. Sí, pues sí. De hecho, hay una película que tiene la misma trama que. Bueno, los especiales de terror de los Simpsons.
Totalmente.
Se nutren de todo esto. Y tuvieron a Vincent Price haciendo su voz.
You'll enjoy the party more.
Casita del terror.
Come on.
Trust is so touching. And I'm not going to party.
Of all my wives, you're the least agreeable.
But still alive.
You go away for $1,000,000 in tax.
Lo hubiéramos puesto para el 14.
Sí.
You want it all, don't you?
I deserve it all. If jealousy isn't tax-free, your possessiveness is maddening.
Never a man had grounds for divorce.
But can't prove them.
The time will come. You'll slip up one of these days.
Think so?
If I live long enough. You remember the fun we had when you poisoned me?
Something you ate, the doctor said.
Yes. Arsenic on the rocks. Annabelle, you'd do it again if you thought you could get away with it, wouldn't you?
Darling, what makes you think that?
Something about you. Hear that hanging is very uncomfortable, in case you get any more ideas. But don't let the ghosts and the ghouls disturb you,
darling. Darling, the only ghoul in the house is you.
Don't sit up all night.
Me gusta, tiene carácter.
Ways to get rid of me. It makes
de hecho, aquí hay un... Está mal malo el subtítulo, porque dice demonio. Porque en realidad, lo que ella le dice es ghoul, que son monstruos que comen carne, carne humana.
She used on my brother and her sister. Hacked them to pieces. We found parts of the bodies all over the house. In places you wouldn't think. The funny thing is the heads have never been found. Hands and feet and things like that. But no heads.
The wife, probably in a rage, threatened her husband with a knife and then, carried away by hysteria, took a swing at him and simply went on from there.
Well, she certainly went on. How many people did she kill, Mr. Pritchard?
Only two. Her husband and her sister. No one else was here.
So there are two loose heads just floating around in here somewhere?
You can hear them at night. They whisper to each other and then cry.
Since our host isn't here, would anyone care to mix me a drink?
Certainly. What will you have?
Good evening. I'm your host, Frederick Lawrence. We're all strangers to each other. Let's get acquainted with the drink, shall we?
Mr. Lauren, I advise you to call this party off now. The ghosts are already moving, and that's a bad sign.
Let me apologize for my wife. She'll join us later. What do you have?
Got Anne.
Doctor?
I have the same.
Now, before the party begins, let's go over the details. The caretakers will leave at midnight, locking us in here until they come back in the morning. Once the door is locked, there's no way out. The windows have bars that a jail would be proud of, and the only door to the outside locks like a vault. There's no electricity, no phone, no one within miles, so no way to call for help.
Like a coffin.
So if any of you decide not to stay for the party, you must let me know before midnight. Of course, if you leave, I shan't be able to pay you anything.
I'm interested in your reasons for this party. Aside from pleasant company.
Ghosts, Doc. I think everyone wonders what they would do if they saw a ghost. And now my wife has given us all the opportunity.
Es como disfruta el tipo.
Amusing. Ghosts, etc., being only creations of hysteria, your party should be a success.
Pritchard here promises us genuine ghosts.
Seven now. Maybe more before morning.
That's cheerful.
Four men have been murdered in this house. And three women.
You've planned your party very well, Mr. Lauren. Four of us are men, three are women. Ghosts for everybody.
Pritchard, why don't you take us on a tour through the house and let's see what happens.
See that stain? Blood. A young girl was killed here. And whatever got her wasn't human. Don't stand there.
What do you mean? Where?
It's too late. They've marked you.
Ridiculous. The roof probably leaks.
Well, that must be what it is. Who would want to haunt me?
I would say any self-respecting male ghost.
I hope it doesn't come back.
Well, Mr. Pritchard, you're the life of the party.
He hasn't even started yet. Wasn't there a man who threw his wife into a wine vat or something?
That was in the cellar. There's been a murder almost every place in this house. Funny thing, but none of the murders here were just ordinary. Just shooting, a stabbing. They've all been sort of wild, violent, different.
No.
God, she didn't fall in.
You mean there's still acid in there?
Yeah. Qué cliché.
Claro. ¿A quién no le ha pasado casi caerse en ácido?
Everything with hair and flesh. Just leaves the bones.
De aquí sale el cliché de los huesos flotantes. No sé.
Claro.
My, it's dry and dusty down here.
Well, there's a cure for that upstairs. Come on.
How
did you get invited to this party?
No, go on. I mean, what did he tell you?
Mr. Lauren said everybody would get $10,000.
But he didn't say anything about being locked in.
No.
He just made a deal with me on the phone, but nothing about having to stay.
Aren't you going to stay?
If I don't, I lose $10,000.
I'm going to stay, too. $10,000.
Yeah. You believe in ghosts?
I don't know.
Well, I agree with what that doc says. You can spook yourself. I've done it in planes. See, things that weren't really there. Or were they? What are you going to do with your $10,000? If we get it.
What do you mean, if we get it? Won't he pay us if we stay?
Ah, sure he will. $10,000 is no more to him than a nickel is to us.
We were in an automobile accident. Now I'm the only one in the family who can make any money.
Boy, I've never seen so many doors. Closet?
Cabezas. Fantasmas.
Does it go anywhere?
Esa señora es inspiración directa para Sam Raimi, para Drag Me to Hell, para su gitana. Sam Raimi, un director, tiene una película de terror llamada Drag Me to Hell, que tiene un personaje que es una gitana. Y la gitana es directa referencia de esa actriz. La estética.
When you came in, you said something about a ghost.
There was something.
What did it look like?
Well, it was wearing a black thing that went all the way to the floor.
Weren't you a little frightened at that?
Well, yes.
That, Mr. Lauren, is hysteria.
Well, then, Doctor, how do you explain what happened to Lance? Was that hysteria, too?
You better get that checked in a day or so. Thanks, Doc.
Wait for me in the hall.
The ghosts are coming closer, Mr. Lorne.
You really believe in your pet ghost, don't you, Pritchard?
Before the night's over, you will, too.
Would you like a drink, Lance?
No, thanks.
I'd like one. Got to end. Lauren, are you really going to pay anyone who stays all night?
Certainly. $10,000.
Will there be much red tape or delay?
In a hurry, dear?
Frankly, yes.
Señora, como la más valiante, me cayó sangre en ese
inmueble.
Igual está buena para ponerle el drinking.
Ah, oh, es que pasó a llevar la noche.
Someone or something was in here when I came in. Where? The door was locked. How did it get out? What you saw might have been a ghost, Nora, but what was in here with me was no ghost.
I don't know. I was so scared.
Sound different to you?
La vieja.
Y qué rápido es.
No, y el efecto como de las correas.
¿Dónde viene?
Porque no, sé, no fue caminando, fue moviéndose.
Claro. Estaba con patines.
Sí.
What if it ran out of here? I'd have seen it.
Lance, it doesn't run, it just floats.
Yeah, but why didn't I see it?
You don't believe me.
I'm Annabelle Lauren. You must be Miss Manning. I realize this is a very unusual and I'm afraid very dull party. Wouldn't you like to freshen up? This is your room. Depressing, isn't it?
I doubt if I'll spend much time here.
It's going to rain. Perfect atmosphere for my husband's party. Why did you come here?
He said he'd give me $10,000.
Why did he pick you?
I don't know. My supervisor just came and said I'd been invited.
How long have you known Lansman?
I just met him tonight.
So? Why are you? What were you doing wandering around by yourself?
Well, I was in the cellar with Lance. Mr. Schroeder. I just left, that's all.
Don't do it again. Don't go anywhere in this house by yourself. Now, fix your face and I'll come by for you in a few minutes.
But I...
You're in danger. We all are.
But who?
I hope for your sake you never find out. I'm Annabelle Lauren. Are you looking for something?
Not exactly.
Are you the doctor?
No. No, I'm Lance Schroeder.
The pilot. You've hurt yourself.
Oh, it's just a bump on the head. Which is my room?
I believe this is it.
Thank you, Mrs. Lauren.
Annabelle, Lance. The young girl in the cellar, why was she so upset?
Was she?
And you don't look like the type to go around bumping his head. What really happened, Lance?
Well, Nora thought she saw a ghost, but I didn't see anything.
She was just frightened.
And mad at me, I think. I kidded her about it.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happens here tonight.
Now, don't tell me you're taking all this seriously.
Aren't you?
Well, I'd like to find out what hit me.
Lance, if I need help, may I count on you?
Yeah, sure, I guess so. Look, what's going on here anyway? I mean, what is with this party bit?
This is no party. He's planning something.
Your husband?
I wish I knew what it was.
Must be pretty big if he's going to lay out 50,000.
The money doesn't mean anything. He has a reason for getting us all up here to this dreadful old house.
What for? He doesn't even know us.
Maybe that's exactly why you're here.
What can he get away with?
Oh, he thinks that big money like his can get away with anything. You know, of course, that I'm his fourth wife. The first simply disappeared. The other two died. Hmm? Lance, I don't want to join them.
You mean he,
Oh, his doctor said they died of heart attacks. Two girls in their 20s.
Well, what can he do?
My husband is sometimes insane with jealousy. Nothing matters to him, eh? Please be careful.
Would he hurt you?
He would kill me if he could.
See.
Missing all the fun. Nora Manning was almost killed by a falling chandelier. The pilot bashed his head in.
Is he badly hurt?
A saturnine psychiatrist bandaged him up. Don't you want to go and console him? As you do most men in your fashion.
You're so clever, Frederick.
So I lie awake nights wondering why I married you. It was rather a mistake.
You didn't marry me, dear. I married you. Unpleasant, but no mistake.
Hurry up.
Frederick, for the last time, I'm not going to your party.
For the last time, it's not my party, but yours. And you are going.
I am not.
You ready?
No.
Are you ready, dear?
Yes, damn you.
But you adore me as much as I would prove. No. All you want to be is a lovely widow. It's almost time to lock up the house. Then your party will really begin. I wonder how it'll end.
Malo, malo, claro. No tanto como el otro.
No, deberíamos hacer el ranking de...
¿Lo malo? Malo.
It's close to midnight, Lance. Okay, be down in a minute. toast, my dear. It's almost midnight, Nora. We're all going to get together down in the living room.
All right, Mr. Lloyd. I'll be right down.
Se asustó más por la viejita que por una cabeza.
It's Jonas Slides and his wife. They've been caretakers here for years. She's blind, you know.
I'm not going to stay here.
Well, Doctor, it looks like we have a real case of hysteria on our hands.
I think she's just a little upset, not hysterical.
Guests. Ruth Bridges, Dr. Trent, you know Watson Pritchard, of course, Nora Manning, and this is Lance Schroeder.
Ah, yeah, it's hello.
Get me out of here.
What about the 10,000?
I don't care. You wanted to kill me.
Who wants to kill
you? Mr. Lloyd.
May I have your attention, please? I think you all remember the bargain we made about staying all night. $10,000 apiece. If any of you don't survive, $50,000 will be divided amongst the rest of you. If I should die, you will be paid by my estate. When the door is locked from the outside by the caretakers, we'll all be forced to stay in this house until morning. If any of you decide not to stay, you must leave with the caretakers now. You won't have a chance to change your minds later, because there'll be no way to get out.
I don't want to stay.
Wait. Yet who told them they could leave?
They never leave before midnight.
Well, they've gone now. I was going to ask you whether you wanted to stay or not, but it seems that the caretakers have made the decision for you. We're all locked in now.
But I don't want to stay.
I'm sorry, my dear, but it's too late now.
Darling, haven't you had enough of the silly game? Get some cars up here for these people and let them go home. But pay them first.
This is your party. Remember. In spite of my wife's faith in my ability to do the impossible, we will all have to stay in this house until 8 o'clock in the morning. But we have some party favors for you in these little coffins. This is my wife's idea. I must say, I think it's rather dangerous. I suppose you all know how to use one of these things, but in case you don't, you just press down on this lever with your thumb and then pull the trigger. You see, they're loaded.
These are no good against the dead, only the living.
Doctor? Lance? Nora? Go ahead, take it. Miss Bridges? And here's yours, dear.
Need it.
It was your idea. Who knows, you may want to use it on me before this night is over.
Throw these guns away. They won't do you any good.
I agree with Pritchard on that point, although not for the same reason.
Dr. Trent, don't you approve of our little party favors?
Suppose Nora had had a gun when she mistook the blind woman for a ghost.
I don't think anyone else is going to walk around in total darkness.
Oh, I'm sure we're not going to go running around the house shooting each other, aren't you?
Who knows? Fear makes people do amazing things.
Mr. Pritchard, you said your sister-in-law killed a man and a woman here and cut them up? You said they found hands and feet, but they never found any heads. Would you like to see one of those heads? Would you all like to see one of those heads? Well, just follow me.
Darling, I really don't need this.
You're a little upset. Would you care for a sedative?
Get out! Get out, all of you! All of you, get out of here and leave me alone! Just get out of here!
You think it's all right to leave her by herself, Doctor?
I wish she'd taken the sedative.
Well, what do you suppose she thought she saw?
They're closing in on her.
Look, Doc, I think somebody ought to stay with her.
There could be a million people around her. If they wanted her, they'd get her.
What if he's right?
He's too drunk to know what he's talking about.
I wonder. I'll join you in a minute.
Do you think it would do any good if you went in and talked to him?
Well, do you think there really was a head in your suitcase?
I don't know.
Anything like that would put me right over the edge.
Well, would you sort of stay up here, I mean, in case she needs help?
In my room. Just call.
Lo bueno que las casas acá todas son chicas. Entonces no ni mucha posibilidad de estar sola.
No.
Are you sure there are?
No, en la fiesta harto rara te ves.
Sí.
Except for the ghosts. I don't believe in ghosts. Nor in frightening women. In Nora's case, it's gone far enough. Perhaps too far.
What do you suggest we do about it, Doctor?
Don't frighten her anymore.
Nora?
Nora? No. No está Nora.
es Nora, no, no creo.
¡Nora! This.
They've taken her. In a little while, she'll be one of them.
Where's Nora?
Where is she?
It's too late. It's too late. You'll never find her again.
Pritchard, if you know where she is, you better tell me now.
She's gone. She's gone with them. There's nothing you can do about it.
She's dead, Mr. Lara. Your wife hanged herself. It's yours.
He tried to kill me. He grabbed me and choked me and put me in that room. And then he went away and left me.
Who?
He thought I was dead.
Who?
Mr. Lord.
Are you sure about this?
I don't know. It was dark, but it must have been him.
Has anybody seen you since he left you?
But I went by and nobody saw
me. Mrs. Lauren is dead. Lauren said she committed suicide. But I think somebody killed her.
I'm sure you've come to the same conclusion I have.
Yeah, I think so.
Let's all have a meeting, discuss what to do. The living room?
Okay, in a minute. I gotta go downstairs. Now you lock yourself in here and don't let anybody know you're here. If you're dead, he won't come here. And I'll get back as soon as I can. You'll be all right. If you have to, you use it.
What are you doing in here?
Wait. Don't wait.
What do you mean, coming in here?
I didn't want them to take her away.
Drunk.
They will if you don't watch her.
You're drunk. All right, out with it, Bridget. Why did you come into this room?
I'm the only one who understands.
Understands what?
Your wife isn't there anymore. She's already joined them.
Bridget, I've had enough of your spook talk. Get out, you sot, and don't come back into this room again.
What's her name? Nora.
I didn't disturb her since I don't think this concerns her.
Oh, you're right.
Mr. Lauren, isn't there some way we can get out of this house now?
No, none at all.
We could try breaking out.
The only door to the outside is made of steel. The bars of the windows are set in solid stone. We gotta stay.
I'm not afraid of your ghosts, Bridget. But I am afraid. When we came here a few hours ago, the only thing we had in common was the $10,000 we'd get. Now, however, we share something else. The death of Mrs. Lauren. So far tonight, one of us was almost killed by a falling chandelier. One of us was mysteriously slugged. One of us has been driven to the brink of absolute hysteria. And one of us is dead. Were these accidents? Suicide? And we must stay here for 6 more hours.
6 hours? 6 of us.
Oh, no.
Anna. Oh. Who will be next?
Claro, que tiene que estar hasta las 8.
Let me ask you a question, doctor. You were the first one to see my wife there.
No quería decir que de la película dure 8 horas, amiguito, pero...
No.
Did any of them?
There was none. How then did she get up there so high?
Exactly, Mr. Lauren, how? She couldn't have pulled herself up there. She couldn't have dropped from the ceiling. Do you think your wife killed herself?
No. She was murdered. By one of you.
Or you, Mr. Lauren.
Oh.
To deliberately kill someone, you must have a reason.
We were all strangers to your wife. Only you had a motive for murder.
What husband hasn't at some time wanted to kill his wife? What husband hasn't had 1,000 opportunities to do it in such a way so that he'd never be suspected? I'm not such a fool as to hang my wife from a ceiling by a rope.
The fact remains that you, or one of us, murdered Mrs. Lauren. And that's a matter for the police.
So how do we get the police?
That's my point. We can't until morning. What began as a silly party given by an eccentric has now involved us all in murder.
For once, Pritchard may be right. If another murder's in the works, let's stop it now.
Another murder?
Why not? Maybe one of us saw it.
Why should even a millionaire want to give each of us $10,000 to spend one night in a gloomy old house? To see some ghosts, have a party? No.
Have you finished trying me, Doctor? And is the verdict guilty of murder?
Oh, this isn't getting us anywhere. Somebody killed Mrs. Lauren, we know that. One of us is guilty and the rest of us are innocent, okay. Now, what we have to do for the next 6 hours is protect ourselves from each other.
You really think?
I don't think anything. I just know that I'm going to my room. And if anybody comes in, I'll shoot him. Or her.
And if we all stay in our rooms, we'll be safe. Because the innocent will have no reason to leave his room. And the guilty will admit his guilt if he or she does.
And we all have guns.
We're all agree.
Oh, I wish this night were over.
Yeah. Rooms? Guns? I tell you, it doesn't make any difference.
through with us yet.
What's the use of saying good night?
Está tranquilo el hombre, sí. ¿Cómo?
No.
No, fíjate, el pomo no tiene.
Un pestillo sí tiene, mira, pestillo.
Ah, arriba.
Porque si se, supuestamente la casa de los fantasmas es lo mismo si está dentro o fuera de la pieza. Al final se están protegiendo a ellos mismos.
Es que son fantasmas respetuosos de la privacidad.
Sí, claro. ¿Sangre de nuevo?
In.
Lance, I've been thinking. It was so dark down there. Maybe it wasn't Mr. Lord.
It was him, all right. He tried to kill you, and he did kill his wife.
How can he be so sure?
She tried to warn me, asked me to help her. The doc thinks he's going to try and kill one of us. Now, there must be a way out of this place, and I'm going to find it and get the police before he does.
I'm going with you.
But if he finds out you're alive...
Entretenido el ambiente acá
no,
en Plaza Estación.
Any place else. I just lock yourself in and keep quiet. If I find a way out, I'll come back and get you.
Thank you.
Sergio.
¡Bah!
Nora, Nora.
La peor heroína. Tiene que haber muerto el jovencito de la película.
Tiene que haber muerto. ¿Cómo es posible este suceso?
Admission of guilt, Doctor?
Certainly not. There's either somebody else in this house or one of us has left his room. Did you hear anything?
Organ music?
That. And someone walking.
Gotcha. Ready?
You look downstairs, and I'll look up here.
Why not together?
There may be only minutes, seconds left of someone's life. Why waste time?
It's almost over, darling.
Oh.
Every detail was perfect.
crime.
Has she killed him?
Not yet, but she will.
Get me out of this hanging harness. What's taking that girl so long? What time is it?
At first, I couldn't get Nora to want to protect herself with a gun. After you appeared at the window, everything began to work just as we had planned. You were wonderful. Just the touch that finally drove her into complete hysteria.
It'll be worth all of our planning, darling. Where's Nora now? What's happening?
On her way to the cellar. So scared she'll shoot the first thing that moves.
And Frederick?
On his way to the cellar, too.
David, are you sure none of them will suspect us?
Of what? An hysterical girl accidentally shoots somebody? Who would suspect that we planned it that way, that we drove her to it?
What about my suicide?
Just a ghost party gag. We'll claim it was a dummy since I'm the only one who touched you.
And the caretakers?
Well, they had no idea what they were really doing.
What about Nora? She's not stupid, you know.
Darling, believe me, everything we planned is working perfectly. Nora is sure Frederick murdered you. She thinks Frederick attacked her in the cellar, not me. And now Nora's almost out of her mind with fear. The heads, the music, you're hanging. I tell you when Frederick walks in,
me siento
estafada.
Yo quería fantasmas.
No se puede confiar en un psiquiatra.
No se puede confiar en un psiquiatra.
When you hear the shot, come down to the cellar.
Le acaba de disparar a Vincent Price.
Todo según lo planeado. Si estaba muerto, no era necesario lo otro.
¿Qué quiere quedarse con la plata?
Pero si estaba muerto ya.
¿Cómo?
¿Eh?
O sea, si la dispararon, ya estaba muerto, ¿no?
¿Pero quiere deshacerse del cuerpo? La evidencia.
Pues si lo mató otra, ¿para qué planear que lo mate otra si vaya a hacer eso?
¿Qué psiquiatra? No sabemos qué pasa con su casa.
¿Qué pasa?
porque se le nota el hoyito. ¡Ay, qué bacán! Y como que viene esa empresa chico en modo esqueleto.
¿Va a pasar la plata hoy?
No, está estipulado que si moría él igual se repartía.
Shoot anyone, my dear. I loaded your gun with blanks. I can tell you all now. Trent and my wife were planning to kill me. They failed. Trent tried to throw me in the vat. My wife stumbled and fell. I'm ready for justice to decide if I'm innocent or guilty.
No.
Oh, la película es mala. O sea, es buena, pero la de la vez pasada me dejó.
Te dejó muy arriba.
No,
mi nivel
muy arriba.
¿Eran fantasmas? ¿Decide usted?
¿Decide usted?
Wow, volvimos.
Ah, oh, sí.
Así que no te...
¿Qué opinas tú?
No me dejó tan... O sea, yo, bueno, la había visto hace mucho tiempo atrás.
¿Sí?
Sí. Pero, claro, pues es un clásico porque...
Se acopló.
Porque establece mucha convención del género de tipo Agatha Christie, de películas de fantasmas, de embrujo de casa. Así que es una película como fundacional y tiene la macabra actuación de Vincent Price, que la deja arriba. Sí. Pero es como lo destacable de la película.
Sí, o sea, bueno, hay muchos clichés, está bien bueno, pero nunca hubiera un fantasma.
Que los seres humanos vivos son peores que los muertos.
Sí, totalmente, ahí te habla de la codicia y de muchas cosas y no sé, que con la sensación de que la película anterior me dejó los levels por acá. Sí. Y esta, si bien tenía igual una trama entrete, no logré enganchar mucho. Porque estaba esperando el fantasma. Lo paranormal.
Lo paranormal.
Y eran los vivos nomás haciéndose los vivos.
Y no eran tan vivos tampoco.
No eran tan vivos.
No.
Siempre lo sospeché.
Sí. Por eso, niños, no confíen en los psiquiatras.
No confíen en los psiquiatras ni en los vivos.
Ni en los vivos. Ni en las puertas de esposo. Sí. Bueno, agradecer a toda la gente que estuvo aquí el día de hoy acompañándonos viendo esta película, y no se olviden de seguirnos tanto por Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, iVoox, YouTube y Spotify. También, si quieren suscribirse, le ponen me gusta a esto, campanita, y esto ha sido todo por la noche de hoy. Cuidado con los esqueletos, nos vemos en la próxima.
Chao.